Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan for your shot at $250 in bonus bets.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the AFC West last night, we knew the Raiders had a top 10 pick, and the love that seemingly Pete Carroll had for Ashton Jeanty was true, right? There was the press conference that went viral a week or so ago where a reporter asked their general manager about Jeanty, and Pete Carroll leans into the microphone and says, "Hey, be careful talking about him." Like, okay,
he was serious.
Gamesmanship or whatever. No, they truly loved Ashton Jeanty. So think about what the AFC West did last night. Jeanty, running back to the Raiders. The Broncos did not take a running back, but the same running back everybody thought the Broncos were going to take, well, the Chargers took to go with the run-heavy scheme there with John Harbaugh. And then the Broncos go and add to a great secondary. They already have Pat Surtain, and they go out and get Jade Barron out of Texas. So it gives you an idea. You know, they're viewing it as, hey, we got all these weapons in our division now. We're just going to have a great secondary. While Surtain is great, down the stretch of the season, the Broncos' secondary wasn't quite as good. So they feel like they shore that up. And then, obviously, the two running backs. Those were the scheme fits. Think about the coaches that they have. Pete Carroll goes out and gets Geno Smith. They already have Brock Bowers. Now they have a difference maker at running back in their mind. And then the Chargers, Justin Herbert is there, but they're going to always be a little bit more run heavy than other teams just because of Harbaugh.
The only issue I take with it from is part of the conversation you and I had not that long ago where I'm like, hey, you guys don't have to do the same plan. You can have different plans. Denver is the only one doing a different plan this offseason. It seems like the Raiders and the Chargers approach is identical. And in my opinion, that makes it easier for the Chiefs to plan against you. Yeah, the fundamentally, like, you got different levels of quarterback, but you're like doing the same things. And if you're going to all do the same thing, the Chiefs, who already dominate this division, will have a chance to do it. Do I fear what Hampton, who you and I both think is a really good player, and Jeanty, who is a really good player, does it move defensive tackle?
Yeah, I do
slightly
think the Chiefs,
higher on my
I
list.
I do think the Chiefs need to get some defensive line help.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll hear that out. But the key to beating the Chiefs, the only teams, and very few teams do it over the last 5 years, has never been the secondary or your running back. I'll just be honest. That has not been like the key to unlock it is how good is your defensive line and is it elite? The end. That's the list. Is your defensive line elite? And if it is not, okay, you can have those things. You can be more difficult to guard. You might beat us in a game even for the first time in a billion years. But do I fear you? No. My whole thing with Harbaugh, and I was thinking more about it, I said this on the show last night when I went on the draft show with Binkley and Chris Nocero. My biggest issue with Harbaugh, and I don't know if you guys agree, I'm actually kind of curious, is that Harbaugh is really good at winning. Like, I'm not denying, Harbaugh's a really good coach. He is good at winning. I think he's bad for quarterback development. I don't think he makes quarterbacks better. He's good about just making quarterbacks win. And that's, Herbert needs somebody to make him better. Like, it's not that he didn't get anything out of Alex Smith or get Colin Kaepernick to a Super Bowl. In a lot of ways, I feel like he wants more running. He wants to grind this thing out. I'm not sure that that's like the NFL championship model. No,
his style is like Justin Herbert. If you're looking for the crazy numbers, that's not going to happen with Herbert because of the scheme. I you know, we disagreed on this a couple weeks ago when you did bring up like you thought like the division's doing the same. I still push back. I don't think just because two teams in the division
drafted
a running back means like they're taking the same. I get what you're saying, but like just because all three of them could have drafted running backs, I don't think it would have meant that they all think the running back's the key to beating the Chiefs. I just think with where they're at,
their philosophies are just lining up very similar. Similarly, so I kind of view it that way, but I get it.
But like what you just said about the Chargers, what they want to do offensively is not the same what the Broncos want to do offensively. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the running back portion of it just worked out that way. The Broncos also had a need at running back. My guess is they're going to draft a running back tonight. The same way we talk about the Chiefs drafting one, they're probably going to draft one. The Chargers, a little surprising maybe, but because of the Najee Harris addition, you thought maybe they were happy with that, but they want to have a 1-2 punch in that backfield. And that's something that Harbaugh likes to have. So, yeah, I mean, the division, I thought, had a decent night, though, at the with the draft. You know, they're going to have to ultimately get great quarterback play and all that to knock off the Chiefs. But in terms of addressing needs and getting better in certain areas, I think the Raiders clearly did that at running back. That offense now has Bowers and Jenty.
You pick at six, you better get an impactful player, I'll say.
Sure.
You
know? I mean, the Raiders' offense was 29th in football last year. They had to get more explosive offensively, and I think they did that. Does it mean they're winning 10 games? No, but
they got way better quarterback already.
Yeah, and then for the Broncos, you know, it's always weird. It's like, well, do they need to get any better in the secondary? They already have Pat Surtain. Well, it helps that if teams are trying to avoid Surtain now on the other side, you think maybe you got another difference maker there, you know, versus at running back. Like if you're the Broncos,
has a chance to be one of the better secondaries or at least cornerback duos.
Yeah. But I'm with you that I think how does this cause I don't think it causes the Chiefs to pivot, but it makes you look at defensive line and the need that we already knew existed, edge rusher, interior, and like you better be able to stop the run though a little bit. Like you're saying that's not why they've lost games, but also we have watched plenty of games at times where if a team can run all over them, it causes the game to be far more competitive and tight and puts way more pressure on your offense.
It just seems to have been the thing they were willing to let go defensively. Yeah. I'd have been more fearful if it were tight end, honestly, because that is a position
they didn't get Tyler Warren.
Yeah, exactly. That I would have been more fearful in a lot of ways if it was that instead. And look, I told you straight up, I did not think Tyler Warren would go behind Colston Loveland. I just told you I thought Loveland was as good as Tyler Warren. And apparently, the Chicago Bears agreed, everybody.
Yeah, I still don't get it. Loveland before Warren is still pretty wild.
It doesn't bother me because I think Loveland's just as good. But I don't know if you saw, I think it was, God, I don't care. One of the NFL insiders, I'd give proper credit, but I don't remember which one it was, said that that was the player that everyone was trying to trade up for or making calls for in the teens. And the second he went at 10, all the trade talk, because no trade happened between 10. That's when all the trade talk just got quiet in the 10, 11, 12. I just think Colston Loveland's a good. So would I have done that if I were theirs? Yeah, probably. Ben Johnson can make me look really smart, I guess. Or, you know, vice versa, at least on that end. But the way it's fun for them. And they need weapons. Yeah. They think they got to score.
Tyler Warren, unfortunately, right now has either Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones throwing the football.
I might look smart in year one, but I'll go ahead and reserve right on flexing if that's correct for, I don't know, 4 years down the road. Because Loveland, with their talent, might have his Kyle Pitts rookie year, and then I don't know what the hell's going to happen after. I did see a stat for part of the reason everyone thought they might go tight end. I didn't realize this. Ben Johnson's offense last year in Detroit ran two tight end sets. 30% of the time, the second highest in the NFL to the Chiefs. Love two tight end sets. So they ran a lot of two tight end sets. Now Cole Kmet and Loveland, they can just do that all the time again. The one part is like Cole Kmet's a good player. I'm not saying he's like a superstar, but I mean, he's a good player. I know I use him as an example of,
you have used him a lot.
Mediocre as not mediocre, as like average tight end play or slightly above average tight end play. He's just, I don't know, easy name to remember, I guess. Is probably the short answer.
He had his best season is 700 yards receiving.
Whose pick did you like the best? Jenty? You're a big Jenty guy. Is that probably it? They're picking higher, so it's easier for him to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the problem. The only thing I like the pick. The only problem with it is because he was top 10 and the way he's been talked about. It depends on what's everybody's expectation. Like, if you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, well, then you're not going to like the pick. If you think he's just going to be a stud, one of the top 3 to 5 backs in the league in terms of rushing yardage, well, then, yeah, I think that's what he can be.
For running back to work in the top 10, you have to be at least that.
Yeah.
It's got to be that. You got to be like the 1,500 all-purpose guy.
And I think he can be that. Now, like, if you said, well, you're going to be disappointed if he doesn't turn out to be, you know, Barry freaking Sanders or something, well, then yeah, you're gonna be really, you know, if he's not Derrick Henry, then you're gonna not like the pick. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, then you're gonna be disappointed. I don't think he's gonna be Derrick Henry, but I also think he's immediately going to be a 1,200 plus yard back.
I think when you take, and I think pretty consistently, if you take a running back that high, they have to be one of the five best running backs in the league today.
Like, yeah, I think he might be.
Yeah. And he might. But like that, I mean, that's just straight up the bar.
Yeah.
I'll never say a player, no matter where they're taken, has to become a Hall of Famer. That is sometimes just aiming a little too high. Unless you take a quarterback 1-1, that should be your hope. Okay, fine.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring's here. Flowers are blooming, birds are singing, and allergies? Yeah, they're back too. Sneezing, watery eyes, when they hit, you need a tissue fast. That's where Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues come in. Whether you're at home or on the go, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues have you covered. Allergist-approved Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are gentle on your eyes and nose so you can power through allergy season without missing a beat. Because while allergies are unpredictable, staying prepared is easy. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.